high-tech Egyptologists have an impressive international reputation, so much so that a new exhibition opened in Cairo this week, charting the work that Czechs had been doing in the field over the past 5 decades. The opening, which has received plenty of coverage back in the Czech press, was even attended by President Václav Klaus. Away from the pyramids and back in Prague, I paid a visit to the Czech Institute of Egyptology to meet research fellow Hanna Navratilová, who told me about the history of Czech Egyptology and its main proponents.
Where we are now sitting is the main room of the former library of Jaroslav Černý. Jaroslav Černý was an Egyptologist born in that time Bohemia, now Czech Republic, but he spent most of his working life abroad, first in Egypt working for the French Institute of Oriental Archaeology in Egypt, and then he worked for University College in London, and then he spent the rest of his life from at about 1950s till 1970s in Oxford. So this room where we are now sitting is actually his bookcases and pieces of his furniture from his house in Oxford.
Let's go back to the very beginning of Egyptology. Were Czechs involved in it in the very sort of first steps when it was in nappies, as it were? Or did that sort of come later and interest a Czech interest in Egyptology?
Well, 19th century was for Czechs, or let's say people from Bohemia at that time, as exotic and as alluring as for other nations in Europe, because Europe got opened to Oriental cultures, contemporary and past, in a very particular way. And this is true for Czechs as well, but it did not go in quite the same direction or same way as, for example, in Britain, because British Empire, a very peculiar historical era, is a very specific thing, so we had no such thing. But nonetheless, in Czech or Bohemian culture of the second half of 19th century, there was a considerable strain of interest in ancient Egyptian culture, and even ancient Egyptian texts got translated, but not directly from Egyptian, but from French translations. Egyptology at our university, that is the Charles University in Prague, was founded much later in 20th century.
But what about this institute? Because this is much newer. I mean, am I right in thinking that this is celebrating 50 years this year?
Yes, this year is the 50th anniversary of Czech Institute of Egyptology, founded so in 1958. But the professor who founded it was a certain gentleman, Professor František Lexa, who opened a workshop or a work group or research group much earlier. It was in 1925 when Lexa started his regular lectures on Egyptology and related subjects at Charles University in Prague. And later, when he had his pupils, among them already mentioned Jaroslav Černý, he succeeded in establishing the Czech Institute of Egyptology. He was, however, helped also by particular conditions, because 1950s were an era when then Czechoslovak Republic was searching for new contacts to the, let's say, Middle Eastern states, because there was a certain tendency to gain there also economic contacts. So as it goes quite often, Czech Institute, or then Czechoslovak Institute of Egyptology, started as an institution not only supported by a long scholarly tradition, but also by, let's say, happy coincidence with this political interest.
Can you tell me a bit about the work that Czechs have actually been doing in Egypt now since Czech Egyptology began? Because I know that right now, even President Klaus is in Egypt to, among other things, commemorate all that Czech Egyptologists have achieved.
Well, the start was a bit harsh from, let's say, maybe even Indiana Jones' point of view. Because Czechoslovak Institute of Egyptology started in Nubia. At that time, at the end of 1950s and the beginning of 1960s, Nubia had faced a big construction, the construction of Assuan High Dam. And this High Assuan Dam was actually actually endangering a lot of archaeological sites, and it covered them with its rising waters later. And Czech Egyptologists, Czechoslovak Egyptologists, were among those who were called or asked for help and did a sort of rescue archaeological work in Nubia, traveling on a sort of catamaran of a very simple ship. The ship was assembled actually by the institute, by its members, so it was a pioneering work in a way. The expedition then lived at this ship, on this ship, literally, and spent most of their time either in field or under the tent on their board.
Czech Egyptologists are most famous for the work they've been doing in Abu Sir, a pyramid field close to Cairo. They've been working on the site for nearly the last 50 years, ever since those two big names, yes, Jaroslav Černý and František Lexa, secured a concession allowing them to dig. Hanna Navratilova describes some of the objects the Czech team has since found.
There are interesting finds, such as the sarcophagus and the burial chamber of an important dignitary named Yufa from the Sayyid Persian period, that is from probably the 6th century BC. And he has, as well as some of his contemporaries, a number of important texts in his chamber, telling us not only what the Egyptians thought is expecting them in the next world, in the netherworld, but telling us also that they were making very long tradition of their religious texts. That is, in this tomb from 6th century BC, there are influences that are very old and coming from somewhere in the 3rd millennium BC. Therefore, we understand more about the Egyptian historical tradition, even though it's a tradition of religious texts.
It doesn't maybe seem the most natural of things for Czechs to excel at and Czechs to be very interested in Egyptology. Why, personally, do you think that Egyptology has captured the Czech imagination so much?
Well, Egyptology, or better, ancient Egypt, I think captured almost every imagination in Europe and even beyond the boundaries of this continent, as can be seen in the history of world Egyptology. So I would say it's not just a Czech case, but it may be noticed that it started like a great interest in a period when this state was actually not a state, because the very roots of Czech Egyptology started even before First World War. So at that time it was practically something like Oriental studies in Austria-Hungary. So the roots are running really, really deep in history in this respect. And maybe about Czech Egyptology now or recently, it's really hard to say whether we are in any way specific. I would say really that ancient Egypt is so captivating that it holds in enchantment people from all over the world.
And that was Hanna Navratilova speaking there to Rosie Johnston about the successes of Czech